I think that's true. And it's interesting to see, so challenging for an oncologist to take all the cues from around them. There's so many, data pieces that aren't there that they wish that were there. And, this idea of when to pull the trigger is kind of interesting. I don't think we're going to see the same thing with the sort of bevacizumab trastuzumab trials, because I think probably there's going to be a lot more questioning about whether that really is going to work.
Well, number one, whether it's going to work. Number two, the benefit, the incremental benefit that you have is going to be a lot less impressive because the major benefit is coming from Herceptin. So to improve on that, we're not going to see another dramatic Herceptin phenomenon out there by adding bevacizumab because you really have to improve on that. So I think people are probably going to be a lot more circumspect in transposing data from an ongoing arm or an ongoing protocol into the clinical setting when it comes to bevacizumab. And we really, at this point, don't know a whole lot about the interaction of bevacizumab and Herceptin as far as a toxicity profile goes. And we have some data, where the signal seems to be acceptable, but on the other hand, until you really test it in a rigid and definitive way, we're not going to have a good handle on that.
It's interesting. You're probably not going to be surprised to hear that we've just done a patterns of care study in colorectal cancer, and what we find is very little use of bevacizumab in the adjuvant setting off study, even though, of course, you and other people are looking at that.
Right. But there too, again, if you had a patient in the adjuvant setting with eight positive nodes, it's the same kind of an analogy that we have in breast. Would I be critical of a medical oncologist outside the context of a clinical trial for, in specific and isolated situations, using bevacizumab in that setting, knowing what we know? I would certainly understand the motivation for doing that.
Interesting. What are some of the other research strategies that are being discussed in the patient with HER2 positive tumor? I've heard the concept of lapatinib as maybe the intergroup is interested in that. What are your thoughts about that and other strategies?
Well, yeah, I think that those strategies should be pursued. I think lapatinib is an interesting agent. I think the data that we have in the neoadjuvant setting is interesting, although, we'd like to see additional information corroborating the study that we have from Peru. Is it ready for prime time to do a full court press phase III trial in the adjuvant setting is a different question. Will it stand the CTEP test, which seems to be getting more and more daunting from week to week? That remains to be seen.
When you describe it as being more daunting, do you think that that's productive or suboptimally productive?
Well, I think CTEP is trying to do its job in protecting patients that we treat. Some of us, I think, would be a lot more comfortable getting the preliminary toxicity data as the initial part of an adjuvant trial, have it up and running with safeguards and toxicity endpoints built into the trial. We think that's a very clean approach. I think one takes additional risks, but in the end, we believe that the gains are substantially more than doing small fragmented pilot trials,
That's interesting.
which may or may not really give you the answer. Certainly, they're underpowered to show small differences in toxicity.